Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little Steve. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can see him on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the homies getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. stupid meaning, the follow the process, to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Listen to the verses, bad man. Sit on right that stuff. Listen to the verses, let them yell. Them gotta stay in the loop. Can't do what you did yesterday. You heat makers,
crack music.
It's not a weapon they can form against me that will prosper.
Pray for me.
I've been whipping foreign Bentleys with an ill posture. Selassie, I know some deadly rosters. I've been dancing with the wolves, it's like Kevin Costner. Picking up the cases like Betty Crocker.
Facto.
I can give it to you hard if you already rock.
How you want
but
that?
Keep it low, cause you know you don't want the feds to pop
Wally.
Up. From the real with all this money, only the feds can stop
chill.
Us. On birthdays was the worst days. Now I might pop 80 grand on a Thursday.
Count that up.
2.2 pounds is what the birds weigh. If I'm a pastor, please tell me what the church say.
Amen.
Heard you. Be cool when I swerve through. Call the goons up, them niggas gon' purge through. I done live through things that might disturb you. Promise. This ain't the life you looking for.
No.
Search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments, and I don't know what they took them for.
Damn.
I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw.
Uh-oh.
The trap house is the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Rip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the Mac doors.
Nah. That title does not fit you. The culture is not with you. Your verses are not scriptures. I was the first and 15th block clicker in the spot with the blicker. The plot got thicker. I only indulged in weed and not liquor. Trying to have the best work and finish my rocks quicker. Prices got cheaper. The hill's all mine. Now the work that I'm touching can get me some real time. I kicked it with the Lord. He sent me some real signs. I started to record. I wrote me some ill rhymes. The love and hate thing. I'm dealing with real lines. Now it's two guns up, so I got the concealed nine. They wait for you to die, then they label you a legend. I'm debating on the new M8 or the X7. Fire. Figure either one would be a good look. Yeah, count my blessings, get my lessons out the good book.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for.
You know,
search my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments, and I don't know what they took them for.
Damn.
I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw.
Uh-oh.
The trap house at the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Rip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
50 pointers in the chains just to hide the pain.
Busted.
Trying to count up all this money probably wreck my brain.
Probably will.
Free that nigga Neffin, free that nigga Mane.
Free my
all my niggas to the system, probably go insane.
Feel.
Real street nigga worked a few M's.
Money,
rapping real street shit, dropped a few gems. I know them niggas mad, I'm in the new Benz. Fuckin' spend another dime on some new rims. Niggas from my hood die from niggas from my hood.
Swear to God.
But everything I learned came up out the hood.
Seminary.
I took my niggas with me straight up out the hood.
Silent.
But they'll call you fake, you make it out the hood.
Feel.
Bitches turn sour, niggas turn snake.
That right.
They shutting off the power when the payment late.
No, they
when you broke,
they.
Niggas love you. When you rich, they hate.
Pussy.
They plotting on your death, trying to set a date. Feel.
Promise. This ain't the life you looking for.
You know,
touch my car, but I don't know what they looking for. Secret indictments, and I don't know what they took them for.
Damn.
I see mommy in the kitchen, she was cooking raw.
Uh-oh.
The trap house at the trap door. Packed house, now we coming through the back door.
Rip it up.
It was black tops, rocking a black force. Now we hopping out of traps with the mad dogs.
I just got on the radio. You gonna hand it to me now. Yo, what up, y'all?
Some way to keep it hot.
Yeah. Peace to the gods. It's your man, Jonah Bay. What's going on with y'all? Welcome to Jonah Bay Radio, the Jonah Bay Show. We're gonna have a short show for y'all tonight. You know, I gotta save my voice for Chicago this weekend. You know, we going to Chi-Town. We got a freedom and nationality seminar in Chicago. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, September 28th, 2019. It's going to be at the Chicago Marriott Magnificent Mile Convention Center. Man, that fucking place is expensive, boy. Yo, it's almost like $300 a night for a room. That's not even including the meeting room, yo. What the fuck? But anyway, it's $350 at the door or to buy the tickets in advance. Yo, that's what I be trying to tell y'all, man. Don't let these niggas hype you up, make y'all think I'm making some money. off these seminars. These seminars, half the time, I'm losing money or just breaking even, man. Shit is crazy. Shit is that expensive. I literally paid to teach y'all. You know what I mean? Yo, it's like $4,500 a year to do the radio station. SoundCloud, another $2,500 a year to keep the archives running. You know what I mean? We pay to teach y'all. So keep that in mind when y'all niggas talking about y'all don't want to pay or, you know, y'all want discounts and shit like that. Yo, dog, I need that money so I can keep on teaching y'all, man. Shit. But anyway, I was on YouTube, right? And it was this group of Moors that was out that was saying that they did the counselor court and boom, they put in liens and shit all on the government, all on government officials, all this shit. Now, I've been saying that for years. You cannot put a lien until you do your administrative process, right? And then you default them out, notary protest, and then you have to take it into their courts as a foreign judgment. You got to take it into a magistrate, and then he gives you a default summary judgment. Now you can put a lien. Now you could garnish them. Now you can contact the sheriff and he can go and seize their property. It was a woman that was illegally foreclosed on, right? And she went through all of that and seized Bank of America. Bank of America, one of the branches. And the sheriffs went over there. You can Google this shit. The sheriff went over there and literally went and started grabbing up shit from Bank of America, that Pacific branch. The branch manager went outside, called whoever he needed to call. They got that chick her money and then some in less than a half an hour. That's the power of doing it correct. Us Moors as a whole, we want to do shit. We want to cheat and do shit. We don't want to follow the rules and all that shit. So let me get back to my point. My point is they were doing all that bullshit, and I was like, man, they're getting a lot of viewership and all that shit, but this is going to get them locked up. Old girl was literally on YouTube Live doing a class. And they ran up in there and locked her ass up while she was doing her class. Now, add the fact that she was jacking houses, too. So they got her on 49 felonies and a failure to appear. The failure to appear was based on the fact when they finally did get her out of her house, and that was on YouTube too. They showed that too. When they finally got her and her husband out the house, they locked them up, and they had to go back to court. They never went back to court. And then they came for them for all those liens that they did, which I gathered was probably like 47, 48 different liens. Yo, be careful who y'all learning from, man. Make them prove shit. Make them show you by the law they're able to do shit and all that. Yo, I really fear for y'all with these charlatans that's coming in the Moorish name with the Moorish garb on, and that's all they wear is the Moorish garb. Yo, and then they telling you, yo, we doing it right. They said they had $64 trillion. That they issued of gold so that they could make their own. Damn. That shit was a mistake, but y'all know I hit different. I teach different. Yeah, but they had $64 trillion supposedly in gold to start, you know, our Moorish government, and they called themselves the Moorish government and all that. All that shit sound really good. Man, it sound really good, but I knew it was no way it could be possible. Like, you gonna tell me you got $64 trillion in gold? In gold. You making your own securities and notes based on that money. They said they were forgiving the debt of nations, all of Aboriginal nations all over the world, and they forgave all the debt of the world, right? And all of that. Talking major, major moves, right? But I could tell, even by her Moorish garb, she was broke. They were broke. The house they lived in was, you know, they tried to save it and all. I guess it was suitable for them. It wouldn't be suitable for me. And probably wouldn't be suitable for y'all either, because I've met quite a bit of y'all, and I've seen how quite a bit of y'all are living, and yeah, you wouldn't want to live there, right? So I'm like, come on, you can't have that type of cash. And you talking about these big plans for the whole world, and you completely broke. So I'm going to open up the call lines. We're going to talk about this shit and see what's going on, if anyone even heard of what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to shout out her name, but I will if I have to. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, 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 peace to the magnificent God. Jonah, how you be, man?
I be goods like that. I'm on it like that. I'm great like that.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God. That's a setup. I saw that video too, man.
You seen it, right?
Yo.
All right, so what's her name? I'm going to let you say the name, and then I can talk about the name.
Crazy, Jonah. All right, I think it was Sharon something.
Yep.
I just came across it, but.
Yep.
But
yep.
Yeah.
I'm loading stuff, you know, up on YouTube and all that, so they have recommendations for me to watch. And that's how I came across it.
Yep. Me too. What's crazy was when she was being detained, she did not invoke the Constitution. She just kept repeating.
Yo, she danced around it.
What the fuck? Like, I'm like,
and people were saying, they call her Sharon Tracy Gayle Bay is her name.
Yeah, man. And it's like, damn, people like that just make the rest of us look like idiots.
Yo, they got her listed as a sovereign citizen. And I'm like, yo, what's she doing and the way she's going about it? I would have to agree.
Right.
So I was wow. I was thrown off, man. I was really thrown off. And she talked all the words that these people want to hear. So I don't even want to think about how many people she didn't trip up. And it was some racist white people in the comments saying, yeah, this is fraud. Y'all keep on going for all this. They was going in. And I was like, damn, you can't even say nothing to these crackers about what they saying, because it's
right.
True.
Exactly. True. Exactly. It's like they give them the reason. It's like all the bullshit people usually talk about. It's like you can't even. Like, damn.
Someone put it up there. They got the hub being arrested in a loop for 20 minutes. They looped her around for 40 minutes. So it probably showed her getting arrested about 10 times.
Damn.
And they got the lien up there. Someone put the lien. Tracy Gayle Bay lien. They got the lien that she was doing on all the government officials. And some stupid person trying to protect her. He says, Empress Judge Sharon Tracy Gayle Bay's class. It's crazy.
We all wish her well, and we hope she
I
knows.
I do wish her well.
She learns, you know.
I know, man. I really know you do.
Because you're trying to help us, because you don't want us to be led astray. You know, it's necessary for us to.
But we
got
even Noble Drew Ali said what? Stay inside the confines of the law. Right? That's my issue with these people. When they do shit outside of these laws, and I don't know, maybe I'm bugging, but I don't think they know that half these laws is their ancestors' laws. Like, especially when you start getting into those 1800 laws, those laws was put out by our own ancestors. So you actually flipping on your own ancestors when you're not following those laws. Now, I'm not talking about all that shit that they put out after 1933 when they fully put out the shit under the 14th Amendment. But even that is so-called their laws. You got to use those old laws to make these new laws notwithstanding. That's what I teach. I teach y'all how to nullify these new laws with the old laws. And you have something to stand up on. You see what I'm saying? You have something to defend, right? Now, I ask you, how the fuck are you going to defend these false liens on people? What law gave you the right to do that?
None. That's the fucked up part. And it's just the level of confidence they have in it that just, that should make me cringe, yo. I'm not going to lie to you, man. That shit makes me cringe.
I had a consultation with a younger brother today. He's young. He's early 20s, right? So the brother told me, he wanted to do a tort claim because the cops busted out his window and dragged him off to jail for a traffic stop. And, of course, you know, he gave him the Morris Science Temple card, right to travel card. He was arguing. He was saying to the cop, I'm not in your jurisdiction, all that shit. Right? And I said, man, you're lucky you're still living. You're lucky the cop didn't kill you, shoot you. All he did was bust out your window and take you, and they found a gun on you? Come on. They telling these people that we're the violent ones. They're telling you that Moors is doing violent shit when it's actually white nationalists that's killing cops. Not one more has ever hurt or killed a cop yet. But they, what did they call us? Black
identity extremist.
Yeah, black identity. What is it? Identity what?
Extremist. So shit like that.
Yes. So they're trying to paint the violence on us. So I said, yo, dog, you was looking like a black identity extremist to this cop, man. You lucky you was living. But I said, yo, you can't go by the shit that these people on YouTube is teaching y'all, man. That shit will get you harmed. Seriously. And I said, yo, this is why 90% of the time Jonah Bay does not have on the Moorish garb. Because if I did, I would look like every other teacher on YouTube that's getting people in trouble. So I come looking like y'all look to teach y'all. And then y'all are forced to look at the truth of what I'm saying, not just I trust him because he got that garb on. See, because that's what our people do. We trust motherfuckers just because they look a certain way.
Form. We focus too much on form, man. No substance.
Right. Right. I mean, like, I had another consultation with this chick. She was saying how she did Yusuf L's process.
Oh,
right?
God.
And, yeah.
Oh, shit.
She's got charged with assimilation of a process, right?
Yeah,
they locked her up for doing his type of discharge.
Oh.
Yes. Now, y'all got to understand the discharge I showed y'all, both of them came directly from the law. I showed you my first discharge that y'all do with the private check with the 1099A with a 1096, I showed y'all and broke it down from the National Currency Act, right?
Yeah.
Then the second discharge I showed y'all was full satisfaction in a court, and I showed you exactly it came out the UCC and the state's laws and codes to do full satisfaction.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? This is not how these people teach, man. And I'm telling you, it's just like that woman, what was her name? Cora Gaines got killed. She got killed because of following these people. This stuff is very dangerous, or it could be very uplifting if you're taught right. But if you're taught wrong, it's going to fuck up you and your family's life and make it you.
So
and make it you kill.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, what was it? Last week, I showed y'all a code, a U.S. code that told you if you ain't doing this passport shit right, you automatically a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
It was U.S. 22 U.S.C. I can't remember right now. I haven't committed it to memory, but my whole point is everyone's not teaching the same. Even if it looks like it's the same, if they can't give you the rules and the laws of why you're doing it, it is not the same. You know, y'all got to be careful, man.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if it's the Moore Science Temple. Like, some brother on Instagram, I put up the what's the name, and he says the flyer for the seminar. He says unblock it so I can share it. So I unblocked it. I said here you go. He says nah, that ain't what I mean. Give me a call. I'm saying nigga, why am I calling you? I don't know you. I don't need your permission. What am I calling for? So I ignored it. You know what I mean? Because I already know they're going to be on some bullshit like, who are you? What temple do you hail from? What gives you the right to teach? And all that. Now, I do hail from a temple, but I never say where I hail from because I'm not a temple more.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that. Just like I never tell y'all, oh, what college I graduated from in my degree, so I became a scientist. It doesn't matter. I don't use that education, so it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to show you what qualifies me to teach by showing you the laws, how it applies, the treaties, and read it for you and give you the proof and have the certified copies from the Library of Congress in the back of the class so you can buy it yourself and prove it to anyone you want to prove it to. Whether it's in court or whether it's another more, this is how
Word.
Me and Joe get down, right? So
Indeed.
I'm like, yo, anything you say must be proven, you know. And that's what Dr. York taught me. That's what Dr. York taught me. That's the shit I'm on, you know. So yeah, I was shocked by. They literally ran up in the house, locked her up while she was teaching class. I don't know. It shocked me. Did it shock you?
Hell to the motherfucking yeah. But, see, on one hand, it was more of a cringe. Like, damn, man, why y'all
yeah,
out
I
here?
I cringed at it. And then it was
man,
a lot of Moors that was started dissing the male Moors. Oh, you going to let them people, that devil do that to your sister, and y'all a bunch of punks, y'all didn't stand up for her, y'all gonna let them do that to her, and that's what they said, man. I've been following it for about maybe a week or so, 2 weeks maybe, and I'm like, really? That's what y'all got to say? Not that she did anything wrong. They were saying call the arms, basically. Yo, grab your little 45, your 9mm, and let's go up there and shoot it out with the cops up there.
That's exactly. It's like, man. It's like our people don't learn, man. It's like we got so much zeal and passion, but we don't back it up with wisdom, knowledge.
Listen,
and
most
strategies.
Most wars were done with paper. It was done
yes.
with paper. You win wars, battles, a lot of things that they're telling you was battles, was wars, was really fought in court. Someone won, someone lost, and the winner got to write the history of what happened and made up their own shit.
Yep.
Listen, they have us Moors genocide dead, act like they killed us off. And all that shit was done by what? Paper. They didn't beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, the law I was looking for was damn, he dropped?
No, I'm right here.
These motherfuckers got me on FaceTime and shit. Someone fucking with my computer. That shit crazy. But anyway, it's 22 USC 212.
212.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how the fuck am I? I ain't never made a phone call on my computer to FaceTime in my life. How the fuck are they doing that? Someone fucking with my computer, but they always do. And my whole thing is, damn, y'all, I ain't even talking about, I'm talking about something that's important to us as Moors and all that, mm-hmm. but I'm not revealing none of y'all secrets tonight. Why y'all fucking with my computer? I don't know. You know, but it was crazy. And that's another thing. I'm not bragging. I'm not tooting my horn. None of that. Look
of course,
at the
of
way
course.
They fuck with yeah. my shows, the way they fuck with my computers, my websites, all of that. Y'all know the whole time I've been teaching, that's what they've been doing, right? So
yes.
that's how you know these people ain't the same. These people that's teaching is not the same, because if they was teaching that much truth, man, they'd be having the same problems I would be having. And also, I'm gonna say what I always say: financially, they would have money if they had the truth. They would do it, and it would make them more money.
Yeah.
You know, we need a whole gamut of teachers to teach us the right things on health. On prosperity, on thoughts, on study habits, on hell, how to heal our bodies with health, how to heal our body from mental sickness.
Man.
And I'm saying these motherfuckers are sick. They telling motherfuckers, grab y'all's guns and go down there and make these people release her. When it was her who started the war, what did she think was going to happen if she literally started the war? Let me explain what I mean, how she started the war. It's very simple.
All right.
You leaned up all these goddamn officials and cops and all that, which means you gave them bad credit, which 100% affected their life. right? What do you think they was going to do to you?
Retaliate.
Now, here in Georgia, they got laws against that right off the rip. They'll try to stop you from doing those UCCs, right? Hmm. It's called the unlawful lien. That's why so many people in Georgia has so many problems trying to put in UCCs, especially on the county level. They'll let you do it on the state level because that don't have no weight. It's those non-UCCs that fucking causes those liens, right? So, boom, they don't let you do that. And immediately, if they see you even attempted to put a lien on a public official, you will get arrested that day in the courthouse when you're trying to even put in a lien. Because it was a bunch of people, sovereigns and Moors, that fucked up a lot of officials here in Georgia. They ain't having it here, right? And a lot of states don't have that yet. Don't have a law like that yet. But, yo, you will get locked up for putting those illegal liens. You have to show you went in the court, you won, to be able to put those liens up. And that's the problem. She didn't do that because I don't think she knew. I don't think she knew. No. Why do you think I've never taught y'all put a lien? The only lien I ever taught y'all to do was the lien on your own straw man.
Mm-hmm.
Your Moorish spiritual name will lien up your own straw man and then get the straw man to give everything to your Moorish person.
But even that's then, that they attack that shit. They misconstrue it.
No, they do that shit over then they try to make. I had a consultation today. The brother had a hard time trying to get that into his county, even though they said they could do it and put it in the miscellaneous. Then they changed their mind. That means they talked to one of those attorneys.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I said, no problem, man. Take it down to Lamar County, Georgia, and they'll do it for you. And then get a certified copy from them, and you bring it to your county, and now it's there.
Right.
You know, the path of least resistance. You see what I'm saying? But we got to learn the proper things to do that's based on law so we don't get ourselves in some unnecessary trouble. But, yo, wonderful talking to you. I'm going to leave you in. You can come in and talk. I'm going to open up the call line with another brother. I'm going to 404-484. I think this is Hollywood.
Peace to the gods, Jonah.
Peace to the God, Hollywood. What's up, God?
What up, though, man? So much
yo,
that
you
talking
you,
about.
I heard
right
you on Joey's show, man, and you was lost for words yesterday, man.
No, man, I wasn't at a loss for words when I was, you know, listening to Joey.
I know you
time,
said
I was,
you was working and doing all types of work in the background, but I was shocked
you know,
I had more to say.
No, because if I would have actually heard the court case, I would have been able to go in on what I felt about it and what I thought about it. But, you know, my wife's got this little contract, you know, doing buildings and shit like that, so
yeah,
I go out and help her. Yeah, I'm back with her, so everything is good. You know, that's a great thing.
Oh, that means
you
left.
I mean?
You left Detroit and came back
Detroit.
To Malone.
I'm back in the A.
Oh shit!
Right.
That's why you got your old number back.
Nah, I still had the same number. I was calling you through the Google Voice because they was fucking with me about calling in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah, I thought you lost this number, and I'm looking at the number. I'm like, I could swear that's Hollywood's number.
right.
I thought he had a new number. But yeah, I have to go in on this bullshit. You know, they were running up on YouTube getting mad views at all the Moors or the young people that seeking Moorish information was gravitating to them. I was like, God damn, they gonna get fucked up with this lien shit.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I thought you was talking about this other cat who had like the little afro be wearing the fans. And I think his wife looked kind of Hispanic. And they were standing out in front of, I think it was D.C. somewhere. And they was holding some type of press conference talking about the consular courts have returned and all this type of stuff.
Yo, it's all the same group, though. It's the same group.
Oh, the same people. Okay, see. All right, well, I see.
The one I just put on blast is the teacher of all of it.
Wow, so it was a female teaching all that. I didn't know that. I thought it was old boy, because he be holding classes. But, you know, in hindsight, now what I got to say is this. You absolutely right about that shit about putting liens on public officials.
Yes,
now,
sir.
In their defense, it possibly would have worked, but you got to catch them in a personal capacity outside of office doing this type of shit.
I promise you, Hollywood, even if you do it in their personal capacity, they coming after you. Yo, you got the
That's
food.
True.
It's the same shit we do with the third-party debt collector letter that y'all can pick up at jonahbay.com. It's the same shit. Prove to me how I owe you. Verify the debt.
Right, so you need that substantial evidence
proving
that a wrong and harm has been done to you.
Yes,
that's
you
what
gotta
verify that debt
before you put the lien on these people. It's the same shit we talk about and complain. So if you don't have clean hands, how the fuck
you can't
you
come in for that, right? That's it.
How you gonna be complaining about the shit they do and you trying to do the same shit?
Right, right. But check. Now, if they could have proved that they benefited somehow from commercial transactions, because you know they have sovereign immunity, all these governments and quasi-governments and all that. They got a particular sovereign immunity under government status. But once you start involving yourself in commerce, you lose that immunity.
I was just about to say that to you. The minute they're in commerce is the minute that they are what? The corporations. That's why, that's why they got that code, 28 USC 3002-15A. United States is a federal corporation because that's all they can do is commerce. Remember, the Peace and Friendship Treaty only allowed them to come here to do commerce.
Business, that's it.
Right,
that's
why everything is a corporation.
Right, right. But see, you have to, you know, you have to basically enforce that through law. You know what I'm saying? And
you
show, like, well, y'all personally benefited from my harm.
You got to do it through law. And that's what I'm saying. They claimed that they were doing it through, what's the name law? Common law. If you telling me you're using common law to put these liens,
that's English shit. That's English shit.
Listen, that's what Joey was breaking down, how the Moorish Empire was England. And and all over the world, right? They all had treaties and everything with each other. So, you know, it's just like you can use all the laws of England the same way you can use the Magna Carta, right?
Right.
But here's the problem. Where's the law you was using? She didn't name no law she was using.
Correct.
And that's
and
my problem with what she did.
Just like you said that, the English, you know what I'm saying? We understand that it was Moorish monarchy at some point.
Right.
But right now, what you have is the mulatto in
there
that's directing all this shit.
So you got to go back to them old laws the same way we do here. You got to go back to them old British laws that allowed you to do that.
Right. Prior to the motherfuckers getting the knowledge that we gave them
prior
and
to the mulatto
out of the situation they was in. Right, because you know the
mulatto
can't own shit.
All. They flipped it all to make us think that they've always been in control, and that's a lie. But we got to do our studying. We got to do our study and do it correctly. Listen, y'all really got to realize these mulattoes took over the whole world. Y'all call them white people today. But these mulattoes took over the world by using law. Most of the battles that we had with these people, so-called wars, was wars in the court. And they won those wars in that court, and they took over by law. We going to take back over with law.
That's how you got to do it. Fight with the pen and that's the sword.
Is we didn't know the laws. Listen, the only reason why they win the battles now is because why? They control the courts with their laws.
That's it.
See? But when we bringing out laws like the Civil Rights Act of
1866,
right? That obliterates their laws. It obliterates the very law that all these new laws is based on, which is the 14th Amendment. Shit, it obliterates the Organic Act of 1781, which y'all call the forming of the corporation.
The District of Columbia, right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's laws that protect us, but we got to go learn them. And these people are too lazy to do that. They just start bucking at these people. You're going to get yourself killed doing that, man.
Let me show you something else too, Jonah. And where they came up with that number for the money and the gold, I have no idea. Now, if they would have operated it from the standpoint, I put up that video that Dan Galloway put up. That's a lot of money, and I don't know how they came up with that number. So they got to show proof that they got that type of number.
Where's the gold? Now, look. You got to show proof. Don't you know when you're doing a gold certificate, you're doing a gold bond.
Right.
Or any bond. Now, I know how to make silver bonds. I had to take each 21. I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I took 21 pieces of silver. I showed the front and the back, and then I made it into a bond.
Right.
A lot of shit I know how to do, but I ain't teaching it because that's not for new.
They'll fuck it up. Right. They'll fuck it up.
Right.
I already know what you're saying.
So that's why I didn't teach that. But they had to do the same thing. They had to actually show a picture of what the actual substance was before it could be monetized. Because the actual coins, in my case, the silver coins was the collateral for that bond.
Right,
and the reason why I had to make it a bond instead of just using the silver, because this system can't handle real gold and silver. They can only handle paper.
Because they're bankrupt right now, and they fucked up.
Right.
So they can't deal with that type of shit.
See, and I know this because of the laws. See, these are the lessons I'm going to be teaching later.
Yeah, that's where they're ready. You know what I'm saying? I see how you teach them because everybody ain't ready for certain information because they run and fuck it up.
You know, the newbies will jump to that part and get themselves locked up.
Not only get locked up, it'll make it harder for people who know how to do it
to
complete the process.
It in a proper way.
Right, because it's a lot of things you have to have in place to do all that. But what I was going to say was this. Now, if they had a laid claim to the trust and basically the banking from the Freedmen or the Freedmen's Act and all that shit back in the day and tried to lay claim to all that money, that would have been a different story.
On point with that. See, that was already allocated to us 100% for us to use, and it's sitting somewhere in someone's vault.
Yep.
And no one's claimed
it. That's exactly
right. It's unclaimed money. Now, how do we know what we're talking about is true, that you could claim that? We know that because you can go right there to your county, your regular county, and see if you got unclaimed money. And they give it to you. They have to give it to you when you bring forth the claim. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that, Hollywood. They didn't use the laws. This is exactly why I'm saying we got to go to court. We gotta do our nationality. We gotta get the court order that proves that we are the Moors. If you prove you the Moor, then you prove you're the heir. So then when we go to start claiming that shit, we can have it.
Why do you think they give us so hard of a time to get the court orders to prove that we are the Moors? Now, the thing is, they don't want you. See, they love the fact that if you're going to these other Moorish organizations and y'all going to get y'all's DNA done, 23andMe. Yo, you're going to let
some bullshit.
Exactly. You're going to let these Mormons in Utah tell you who you are? Then they're going to tell you you African. They're going to tell you you from Africa. You understand? They're going to tell you, you 5% this. Even if they said you was Native American. Native American ain't a real term in law. And then they're saying you're only 10%. They got 90% that you motherfucking African or some other place that doesn't have no claim to this land. You see what I'm saying? So now they can use that evidence against you to say you're not an heir. Y'all got to be crazy to be going to get these DNA tests and go. And I did a whole show to prove that DNA science ain't real. They don't have a microscope that can see a DNA strand. How the fuck are they taking points out of the DNA and telling you where you're from? If they can't see the whole strand, how are they breaking the strand apart? How are they locking y'all up for child support with DNA evidence and all that? Y'all are dumb as fuck. Y'all believe this shit, man. Do your research. Google DNA hoax. Anyway.
It's no different from the creation of the public schools. And they taught you about black people was freed from slavery and they couldn't do what they did because they weren't smart enough. And so they got kicked out of office. In actuality, we had the government prior to these motherfuckers during the Reconstruction era. You know what I'm saying? You got to go back to the old shit.
The era was them doing that magic shit. And they put a spell on us to forget real history and gave us anything they wanted. And they still working that magic, you know.
And niggas still believe in it.
Yes. And that's the problem because it was old girls, Sharon Tracy Gayle Bay, believing in those lies that allowed her to do that process, not knowing the truth of how to do it.
Right.
We are supposed to be scientists. If we can't prove it, we ain't supposed to talk about it.
Correct.
You know
but
in
high
years back, Hollywood, I used to I wouldn't say that we were Moors. I was just showing y'all how to go private, right? I said and I told y'all why I didn't say it. I said, I'm not going to say we Moors until I have proof that this is Morocco.
Correct.
Which would automatically make everyone here Moors. I found the proof, and that's when I went by Moor. It wasn't that I didn't believe we were Moors. I believed we were Moors. I said, I ain't saying that shit. I'm not dealing with it until I have proof. That's what you're supposed to
everything
do.
Everything that can be proven should be proven. You can't walk in there talking out your ass.
Isn't that our ancestor? Isn't that what it says in the Bible? Doesn't that say that in the maxims of law? That's our ancestor
that's
saying that.
That's where I got it from. Maximum law. You know what I mean? And of course, you say it all the time. You know, but people don't pay attention. It's a lack of study, brother. You know what I mean?
You know, we in a rush. We take mad years getting ourselves into these problems, right? But we want to get out tomorrow.
It don't work that way.
It don't work that way.
And half the people's spirit ain't even right. They just want to get out of that situation and continue doing the
Most
same thing they were doing.
Most people are selfish, man.
That's it. Most they have no love for their neighbor. You know, we know these people devils and retarded, but at the same time, you still have to have that genuine compassion and love for other subhumans or I don't like using the word human because, you know, that's a monster and shit. You know what I mean? Human being, that's a monster.
Right.
But, you know, subspecies and lower species.
Yeah,
I'd rather say
like I'm going to get on a Tachinist One's radio station, right? And he was saying that he didn't want me to say the word primitive. He thought it was going to offend our people. And especially, you know, because most of his people go off of the fact that we Native American. They use the word Indian.
Right.
Now, I'm going to break down that you can't use that word Indian.
Right. I don't like that. I don't like that either.
You know, and if you use Native, it means you're not from here.
Correct.
You're not the original.
And it also means born into bondage.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going up there to break shit down. But I was like, yo, primitive is just, it just means that you're a hunter and gatherer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I says, are you aware of the fact that we have hunter and gatherer societies all over the planet right now? While we're technologically advanced. Like, you go on YouTube, you could click on it, that tribe that's never seen white people. White people tried to enter on their island, and them niggas
lit their ass up with them arrows. I was talking about that on Shaka, sir. Hit them up with them arrows. Pop, 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 pop.
So are you going to say they have the same brain that we have? They're just as intelligent, if not more. I bet you they know more about astrology and astronomy than we do, the stars and all that, right?
Right.
I bet they probably know way. Oh, do you know they got a whole PhD, several of them on the herbs, right? And health.
Right.
You know, because nigga, they barely wear clothes. What are they taking and what are they using to stay warm?
Right.
Did you notice?
You see what I'm saying?
Didn't really have to wear clothes. The clothes they wore was bullshit clothes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The clothes we wear is poisoning us. The dyes, all that type of shit.
All of that shit.
You know what I'm saying? They're killing us.
So ask yourself how much knowledge they have on that type of shit, right? But my point is this. They are just as smart, but they are primitive. And I'm only talking about primitive when it comes to technology. But they're doing shit that we wish we could do. And they're doing it with the spirit.
Like they're in tune with the earth.
Yeah, they in tune with the earth. They keep it warm by using shit directly from the earth.
Correct.
Directly from the
garments
earth.
Garments are made. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We ain't sophisticated enough to be that spiritual. We have to use heaters.
Right. And we should be using natural resources from the earth.
Yeah, them niggas might be using sound waves to keep themselves warm. You know what I mean? But we'll look at
them
doing the ritual to create the sound wave, and we'll be like, oh, they doing some ritual for religious purposes. No, they got a very practical use of why they doing that ritual. You know what I mean? But we're not in tune with that shit no more. So that's my point. You got primitive and you got what you call modern. You got people that use lower technology and you got people that use super technology. That's the only difference I'm saying.
Right, but the difference is with the technologies is most of the shit that's considered modern is basically problematic to us.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
in our natural habitat.
They didn't get it right. They didn't get it right. You got to think, all right? You got to think. Every time you look at something ancient, why is it created from stone?
Right, because that stone have a certain resonant frequency.
We knew how to make stone
like a conduit.
Machines, right? Just by knowing the properties of the stone, right? Now, let me show you something that's crazy. Everything we have that's modern is made out of stone.
Just the wrong
time. Let me
show
you what I mean. what's inside a computer? Copper, silver, gold, crystal.
Gold.
Crystal.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Crystal contains
memory. All of that shit is stone. All of that shit is stone. Right? So what I'm saying is they have a bastardized understanding of the stones. They can't use the stone in its purest form. So they changed it. It's still stone, but they changed it. See, when we really know what we're supposed to know, we won't have to change the stone from the natural state.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's what my point is. We got to know true law. We got to know the laws
nature
of our nature, of our environment. And that's how old girl got locked up during her class. She moved quick. She didn't study the law.
When they talk about how you got away from God's law is natural nature law.
Right.
When you go back to nature, you will be protected by nature. You
exactly.
feel what I'm saying? I'm going to show you what these people doing now. You know, the Europeans or Slavs, whatever you want to call them. What they're doing, they selling their big-ass houses. They're retiring. And they're utilizing all that money. And they're going out purchasing land, preferably with trees and shit. They're chopping down trees with their own money. They got milling machines to mill their own lumber and building shit like log cabins. You know what I'm saying? But log cabins is not even a word I want to use because these shit look like beautiful houses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like three-story motherfucking log cabins.
Yeah, I know.
And they're drilling into the ground.
HGTV. Yes, you're absolutely right. They doing yurks. They doing tiny homes. They getting the fuck up out of these cities.
Right, and they're drilling into the earth, and they tapping into the water beyond the clay and all that type of shit to where they hit that water. The deepest I ever seen them go was like 30 feet. And these motherfuckers getting water, and they pumping it out in the well. Now, imagine if you put a pumping system on that. That's enough water to plumb your whole motherfucking house. And all you need
first
is solar
all,
power on your couch.
100%, 100% it is. You got to think, right here in Georgia, when I first got here, mostly every house wasn't on what they call city water. It was on wells. And you had a septic tank. Which ain't nothing but a composter, right? And,
a big compost in the ground.
Yeah, the only thing they had was getting was electricity. With solar panels, you don't need it. But that's why this corporation created laws against you being off the grid, and they have locked people
that's
up.
That's right. Collecting rainwater, shit like that with a filter system. You can have all this. So I don't understand what's our fucking problem.
How could they control you if you ain't nowhere near them and all that? See, they like, yo, all right, niggas, y'all can move away if y'all want. But if y'all move away, boom, you're going to have to turn it into a municipality and join our corporation. Nigga, join us, get down or lay down. It's the shit they want.
Right. I feel what you're saying on that. Now, in hindsight, it's another way to do that. Because right now, that would be like the definition of, that would make them a domestic terrorist. Because
they
first off, we can't be domestic terrorists. Because we're not even a part of their motherfucking society.
First of all, let's talk about the fact that all we got to do is learn again. Learn the laws again. Be just, be mayat like we've always been as a people, right? Oh, these people are dying off. Y'all got less than 100 years of these people being left on the planet.
Right. Unless y'all let them inside y'all vaginas and keep them coming.
And that's the problem. No, they can't come. They'll come as, they come back as a mulatto, a light-skinned person.
Well, that depends if their grandmother's still alive or grandfather, because they go and steal the bullshit into them. You know what I mean?
The light-skinned people are going to be walking around acting like they now white people. Exactly.
Right.
But let me ask you a question, and I don't mean this to disrespect none of our sisters, but come on, don't you see that happening with our melanated women? They the new white man.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these women don't realize how much they body fight that foreign seed coming into them.
Exactly.
It's a miracle that you pregnant by him.
Well, the reason why it works now, because they have filled up the atmosphere, the ground, the food, the water, everything. It's so filthy that her body ain't pure enough to reject it no more. It's almost as filthy as he is.
So they terraform in our bodies. So let that be a lesson to y'all.
Yes.
Through the food,
they call it eugenics. They call it eugenics.
That's exactly what it is. The same way they terraform other areas to make plants grow that wouldn't grow or whatever the fuck. They do the same thing to your body through genetics, nanotechnology, all that type of shit.
Yes.
And y'all don't realize that. And that's only to keep the rule and the foot on your neck.
They trying to create a society that will last even when they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they made movies like Something New and all of that, to get our women to have sex with them and have these kids. And our women are going to do it. I'm going to tell you why. No one on the planet loves a little mixed baby more than our women. Oh, they got good hair. Am I lying?
Good hair. Right.
It's fucking fur. Yep. It's not hair. Oh, they got good
hair. It's a genetic default.
Let me say this. The mulatto has a mixture. Has something in between. You know what I mean? And they love that shit.
Right.
Bye. All right.
It might be, Caucasian people or whatever that might be listening. And this is not say that you are the problem.
Listen.
It's people that's not you. That's the problem.
They are mulatto too. They need to know. Listen, I don't understand why people could get offended by that, because every scientist on the planet says Black people were here first. That means everybody came out of Black people. Now, if you're not Black, you are mulatto. You came from that. You're not pure.
Right.
You're mulatto. Listen. And if they trace their family back, as the further they go back, the blacker people get. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to apologize for it. I can't help it. That's the way it was. You know what I mean? They need to hear the truth.
Right.
Like, we need to hear the truth. The truth sets everyone free. The truth does not make you a slave. It's the lies that makes you a slave. And correct me if I'm wrong, we're all slaves. There's no such person as a white person.
No, it's
There's
not.
No place
That's
called
just as
white
a as a Black person. Right.
Right. Let's cut the bullshit. Cut the lies, man. We're all enslaved because they took our nationalities away. Y'all would have a place to live, land and shit like that if y'all had a nationality, the same way we would, right? It may
Correct.
Not be as nice as where we're living, but you have something that's your own. You don't even have shit that's your own right now. Everything, you buy a house, you pay for it, you buy a car, you pay for it, it's not yours. If you don't pay them damn taxes, they coming for your shit. You're only allowed to use your own shit, man. So believe me when I tell you, if y'all niggas need to stop using the term Black, African-American, white people need to stop using the term white. It's universal.
Yeah, because those are misnomers also.
Yeah.
That's not your nationality.
Stop using the damn word Indian, or y'all never going to own anything.
Mexican.
Exactly. Come on.
They're not real words.
Can we just tell the truth, man? All of them are part of their corporate construction under 1871.
Right. You know, you would either be Azteca or you would be something along those lines. So a lot of people don't.
Let's even talk about the term Aztec and Inca and all that. That's shit that they made up, too.
Because you got the word Samoa kind with the Olmec.
You know what I mean? Olmec ain't even our name. They made that shit up.
We like Maya is not a real name.
We got to go back to the ancient languages to find out our true name.
Of your people. Right, of your people.
Go look up the laws. Go look up the real shit that we about. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, that our people ain't doing that. Well, that's why it's a shame, and I promise you, I don't have proof of this, but I promise you, you know, Ariel Bay, they killed him. Because he went back into Latin and was giving us the name and the places of our ancestors.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely where you need to research Latin and understand that. Because a lot of the laws are written in Latin. You see what I'm saying? Because we spoke many languages.
Out of this shit, all together as a whole people, is written in Latin. These white people wrote themselves into those laws. I'm telling you. We had
correct.
A catastrophe all over the planet. It was a picture I put up on Instagram, right? In this picture on Instagram, it said the ancient world. And it had an ancient building. You knew it was ancient. It was ruined. But the debris that was on the floor, was bodies littered everywhere, bones littered everywhere.
Right.
What does that tell you? A great extinction happened. That wasn't war that did that.
Right.
You know, so it's just really crazy that our people don't know in the so-called 1800s, most of the world's population was wiped out.
Correct.
It is crazy that they were able to hide it so well.
Yeah. I mean, well, they hid it because of our miseducation and not understanding ancient history.
Let's tell the truth.
Yeah, public school system.
Yes.
Because everybody, even your black leaders, promulgated the same lie as if it was true. They ain't telling you about how they've devised a plan to send the people over here that they call niggers. They didn't say Negro. They said niggers. The nigger population over to Liberia. You feel what I'm saying? It's letters that was written back and forth. That's why I put that video up there.
All over the planet to make up the story that they brung us from different places, and they did it. How the fuck they did it? Yo, at the same time they claiming they moving people, it's the same damn time that we're under, the whole place is flooded. And ruined. The same
correct.
How the fuck are they able to do it? The same time frame, they barely even know how to navigate the planet. It's all lies. But our people don't know nothing about the catastrophe that happened.
Look at the shit with the
and it's a cycle.
Look at the,
it always happens.
Right. Look at the Dutch Indian Trade Corp. Oh, how they went over into India and did what they did to them people and went to war. They got a movie coming out about that shit.
Yo, they
you see what I'm saying?
No, they grabbed up mad white people and they went over to India and traded those white people, right, for the spices and the drugs, right? Now, they knew, all right, let's wait a couple of years, and them same white people they gonna have sex with, and it's gonna be mulattoes there. And then we come in and we wage war, and the mulattoes is gonna take our side, and we're gonna take over all the ports. Don't y'all know the people who survived was the people that lived in the middle of the continents, because they were primitive. They lived a more simple life. But anyone that was on those coastal areas died from the catastrophe, or they died from when these people came back and waged war.
Right. And if you think about it, it wasn't called India. They got all these different names for these places. What was it called before them?
Proctor.
You see what I'm saying? The people of that land didn't call it that.
Yeah.
You feel
they
what I'm saying?
They eliminated the people, the Moors, that had the proper name. The rest
right.
of the people, the Moors that survived, that was, you know, melanated, they chased up in the to the hills. They still got their traditions, but even now they still try to hunt them down and kill them and lock them up.
Right, right,
so
because they maintain knowledge.
They went
it's
all around the world looking for the shamans that had the truth. And all the shamans, the people that live way up in the mountains, are dark. I don't care what continent you go to.
Japan, China, Indus Valley, all the way
they gonna kill me.
Cambodia,
they gonna kill me.
Granada.
They going to kill me. Hollywood, I didn't let you rock way too long, man.
I know. I'm
they
going
to kill me. All right, wonderful talking to you, man. I'm going to go on to the all next call. All right, I'm going to 646-644. Remember the what we're talking about is people on YouTube talking wrong shit, doing wrong shit, and getting locked up. Peace to the God.
Yo, peace to the God. I am Money. What's up, Jonah? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful, magnificent, and great. I'm glad I never learned from this woman.
Yo, I gotta. Yeah, you bringing something up that's interesting to me because when you talk about defaulting them out, right? For instance, the injunction that you had us do, when we default the sheriff out.
Yes, we do.
It's not until that process is done that we can actually go and sue the officers that we want to sue in our personal capacity,
right.
Correct?
Right, because I teach you correctly.
Copy. So
you know what I mean?
Without the administrative process being done, you couldn't even walk into court to sue an officer in a private capacity.
Listen, you can bust it. Let's use the injunction as the example that you use. All right, you did your injunction, right? And let's say you're in your home county, and the cops are still fucking with you like crazy in your home county. You can go and sue the cop himself in Smalls Claims Court, right? In his personal capacity. Now, you can take the sheriff right there in Smalls Claims Court in his personal capacity because you had a personal contract with this nigga, right?
Yeah, yes.
Now, he agreed because he stayed quiet, right?
Yeah,
now, he was supposed to keep the people who work up under him off of you because everyone in that county works for the sheriff. Every law official, did you know that?
Yes, he's the only official.
Yeah.
He's the only real
they are deputized.
Law on the land. Yeah.
Yes. And his job is a peacekeeper. He's supposed to keep the peace between you and them, right? Now, when he didn't, you take him into court. He loses, right? Now you can lean the fuck out of him. You can lean the fuck out of that officer that fucked with you. That's the proper way to do it. They did not do that.
And not only him, I could also do the same thing with the attorney general and the governor for not answering as well.
Yeah, but you gotta take him into court and default him in court. Because they did not answer.
All right.
Like,
also got another. Oh,
really,
go ahead. My fault.
It's really the same shit that's in your Bible. It says, go to your enemy and talk to them and make peace with them. If you can't make peace with them, then you can take them to the judge. That's what the Bible says. So,
all right.
You gave them three chances. The fix shit, to even open up dialogue, to actually go to court. Because court is when you're doing dialogue back and forth. That's what court is, right? So when they don't answer you, which they never do, right?
Nope.
Then now they're in dishonor. And that's why you take them to court and show the dishonor. I gave him three chances. All right. All right. Now, what else was you about to say?
I took a look at my homeboy's injunction from New York, and I noticed at the top of it has said Minnesota State Secretary original file with a number up there, and I was kind of confused when I seen that.
I'm confused, too. Are they saying that they filed their injunction in Minnesota, or maybe someone had another template in the Minnesota template in – see, all right. I know how he wrote that. Let me tell you how he wrote that. In my injunction, my original injunction, my injunction says that it is filed, the person who you go to is the Secretary of New York, right?
Uh-huh.
It's because I did a process in New York where the Secretary of New York has to answer all lawsuits against me.
You're a registered agent, man.
Yes. He's the registered agent for Jonah John Scott, right?
All
right. Now, the problem is whoever you got that injunction from, someone tried to make it like mine and didn't understand that that was a process that was done.
All right.
They should have wrote that because they didn't do that process.
See? All right. Because now mine is done from scratch off the webinar, the way you did it, because I wanted to learn it. So when I've seen that from New York, that confused me.
Let me read to you what mine says at the top. It says, notice of estoppel and stipulation of the constitutional challenge to all Georgia state statutes where no general law affecting private rights shall be varied in any particular case by special legislation, except with the free consent and writing of all persons to be affected thereby. And motion to intervene with an injunction for the name Scott Jonah John doing business as Jonah John Scott, and notice that Scott Jonah John doing business as Jonah John Scott, registered agent for entity, is the Secretary of State of New York as its agent upon whom a notice of claim against the public corporation may be served. See,
okay, I got you.
That's a process that I actually did. I changed the registered agent to the Secretary of State for the straw man because the straw man is a corporation. Remember, I got the DBA proving that Jonah John Scott is a corporation.
Yes.
So if they didn't do that, they shouldn't have that on their paperwork. All
right. And I remember you telling me that in a private consultation. And I also know enough to know it shouldn't be another state's mention in your injunction.
Exactly.
If that's not the process
that was
done.
The only reason why I should say New York, because my straw man was created in New York as a corporation. Right? So that's why I did that there.
So if that's in there, his shit is wrong. I mean, he needs to change it.
His shit is wrong.
All
right. And I just wanted to show you how he did it wrong.
Okay.
Thought it was right when he did it, but nah, it's wrong. All
right, cool. That's all I have for you today, man. Appreciate the show. All
right, then. Peace, God. All right, I told y'all it was going to be a short show. We got 30 more minutes, but I ain't doing 30 more minutes. You know what I mean? But anyway, peace to the gods. Yo, we got the upcoming seminar coming this weekend on the 28th in Chicago. For more information about the seminar, go to makemorecommerce.com. More is spelled M-O-O-R, makemorecommerce.com to get the tickets in advance. But you can pay at the door, too. All right? Peace to the gods. We out of here.